Blog Talk Radio.
Kick it off with our theme song tonight, Manic Monday. Hello, everyone, and everyone that's in the chat room, everyone that's listening somewhere else on the internet, welcome to Manic Monday.
Happy Manic Monday, everyone. Thank you all for being here with us on the Rad Reality Show Network. Tonight we're featuring the Manic Monday show hosted by Michelle Costa of Big Brother 10, a.k.a. the Portuguese Princess. She'll be joining us in just a moment. But for those of you who may be new to our show, I make these little announcements at the beginning of most of all of our shows, just in case you're not familiar with the voices that you'll hear on our shows. My name is Cherry Garcia. I'll be your co-host tonight, along with Mr. Paul from Minnesota. We call him our clip master because he produces all the great audio clips you hear on all of our shows. Paul, how are you doing tonight? And are you glad that we're now less than 24 hours away from being rid of all these political commercials?
Hi, Cherry. Excuse me. Yes, this is Paul from Minnesota, don't you know? And I am absolutely thrilled. I cannot wait till that stops. I'm looking forward to tomorrow.
I am so glad. We need to get everybody out there to vote, and I am so thrilled that all these commercials will soon be over with. It is now time to bring up our hostess with the mostest, the one that Hurricane Sandy didn't even want to mess with. This girl is our legend here at the Red Reality Show, Miss Michelle Costa. How are you?
Oh, that freaking Sandy, that bitch.
She is a bitch.
You
she?
Are.
What a bitch. I like that
you
sometime.
Are.
I caught that. I caught that fall. Thank you. How's everything in Minnesota, Paul?
A lot better than it's on the East Coast. I'm so happy to hear you're okay, and I'm anxious always, like last night, talking with Louie to find out any, you know, little part of your journey, you know, your experience. But I'm so happy that you're back.
Yeah, well, you guys know, obviously, I didn't make it for last week's show, which I was really bummed about because I had no power, and I had no power before Sandy even hit. That's the best part. They were just like, you know what? You're going to get no power.
Deal with it.
So we're going to give it to you early so you can do it. I called, like, National Grid. I didn't want to call too many times because I was trying to save battery. Cherry knows. I kept texting her, like, I'm trying to save battery. This is what's going on. Help it. But, I was calling them, and I was just like, what the heck? Like, why do we have no power? It sucks. But, you know, a lot of my state was damaged. I mean, a lot of beaches are now gone. There's little towns that are gone. it's really sad. I had friends lose their house, you know, and it's sad to see that stuff happening, you know, 20 minutes away from where you live. And
another East Coaster pop in the chat room. Michelle from the Bronx just popped in the chat room.
Yeah, Michelle from the Bronx. She had no power for a few days, so glad to see that she's back up.
And Mappy just announced that she got her power back after 4 days. So, Michelle, what happened to your friend's house? Was it flooding or?
It actually got swept away by the ocean. The surge came in and took it away. I mean, the stilts, are you guys familiar with oceanfront property? There's some that have barriers. There's some that are stilts. It just wiped it away. And the stilts were 8 or 10 feet or something like that. So if you guys can just imagine.
Gosh.
Just the power of the water. And we actually don't have a name for this particular one coming up, but we have a nor'easter that is planning on hitting Wednesday and Thursday, bringing us over 50 mile per hour winds, bringing us snow and rain. Now come to hear that it's going to be more snow and also a storm surge during high tide. So a lot of these places that are maybe trying to recoup some of their damages or whatever they have left, they better get their, you know, stuff in gear. It's sad to say, but they need to get packing as much as they can right now, because I guess a lot is going to come. Not as much as Sandy, but when you're already devastated to that point, I mean, just a little bit is enough to demolish whatever you had left. So
nor'easters aren't that uncommon for you, are they? I mean, you get one of those every few years, or
we get a lot of nor'easters, Paul. Good question, but we get them more in the winter time. A nor'easter to a lot of us up northeast is a snow kind of event, but I guess it has to do with wind speed and the precipitation, how much it's going to actually fall, and you know that snow. It's like, so think about it. If it rains like an inch or 2 inches or something like that, it's like a foot of snow. So we're not used to getting it. And it's like, I guess it's like a tropical storm, but they can't really say that because the temperatures here are very, very low. When we were 70 yesterday, we're at 30 degrees today. So there's a lot going on in the atmosphere, and along with, we've been having a lot of earthquakes here, which is very uncommon. An earthquake hit New Jersey this morning, and a few have happened here in the past month and a half due to a lot of this geological shifting and stuff moving and shorelines getting changed around and sand moving around. So it's so different, you know. It's crazy.
That's really scary.
No. I asked this of Louie last night and just want to check in with you, because we know there are a lot of reality stars from various shows on the East Coast, and you certainly are friends with a lot of them. Have you had a chance to check in with anybody? Can you update us if you have?
Yes, I've had a chance to update with a lot of them. Nothing really major, but I did get an interesting picture from Adam, Mr. Bacon Man, and Mr. Heavy Metal Teddy. And his neighborhood got flooded out. He was actually underwater. They had no power or anything like that. I would say
Hoboken
that would be
really bad.
Yeah, Hoboken got pretty bad. So out of all the people that I know, I'd say he had probably the worst of it. But I'm sure there's been people that haven't been able to communicate or haven't communicated that they're in one of those kind of storm surge zones. But whenever you bring water into it, it doesn't matter what it touches. It's ruined, it's molded, it's rotted, it's mildewy. You can't really protect a lot of things from water in your car. I know that he said his car got water damage too. It's Mother Nature, and there's nothing you can do about it, but it's an inconvenience. You know, we've had no kind of big tropical storms or hurricanes, so it's kind of funny that it hit October, the end of the month. And a lot of people don't know this, but last year, on the same date, there was actually a blizzard that happened here in the northeast, well, in Rhode Island, and it actually stopped Halloween, a lot of Halloween things from happening. It seemed like Sandy disrupted a lot of Halloween activities, and I don't appreciate that, Miss Sandy. I like actually Halloween, and so it's been a journey, you know, and my family and I and all my friends that, you know, are all safe and sound. So a house
went
out
of the way. For the kids.
Yeah. That didn't
get to do Halloween. I was very glad to hear that the mayor, you know, decided to move. You know, apparently he has all power, and he said, you know, I declare that we're going to move Halloween to the 7th, and kids are still going to be able to go out and trick or treat. And so I think some of the late night people on TV were making jokes about that, but to me, it really wasn't something to joke about. I was glad to see that, you know, he was able to say, you know, we're still going to do this for the kids, and they're going to go out and trick-or-treat, damn it, you know?
Yeah,
and
I mean, we had a lot of communities beforehand, even before Sandy happened, had already made changes. So it goes by town. And also, I'll have to say one thing, especially the state of Rhode Island, I can't really speak for any other state, but they had school closings the day before. They wanted to make sure that they weren't, you know, because we really didn't know when it was going to fall. We didn't know if it was going to hit on Monday, Tuesday, early, late. So instead of having the kids in school and making them leave, and then we had a big situation a couple of years ago where a blizzard happened and everybody was stuck on the highway and kids were stuck on a school bus for 9 hours in a lot of school areas. So what they did is they decided, you know what, the less people on the road, the better. So they canceled everything for like 2 days. So it was just, you know, a lot of people like, you know, the precautions, like, is it really necessary? And it really is, because we've had things happen. And you think that 2 years ago we were up with the technology and the radars and all that to know, you know, not to have kids stuck on a school bus for 9 hours on the highway. So obviously we need to make these kind of precautions, and if people say they object, hey, at least we can say it didn't work, so let's try this. And you know what, maybe they have to make up a year after. But people in Rhode Island in school, they already know they're going to make up a week to 2 weeks because of the snow, so they're fine with it. They usually start early anyway to make up for it. But, you know, I appreciate all the messages and the texts and the Facebooks and all that I got from everybody. Really, it's great. And if you guys can go on Red Cross, I don't know the texting number, I'm sorry, but all you got to do is text these 6 numbers, and you can actually donate $10 to the Red Cross. So if they can do that, that would be wonderful.
It's 90999.
Oh, okay, 5 numbers, sorry.
Why did you say sorry?
No, I for some reason I kept thinking it was 6. I don't know. I was trying to think about the concert that they did on Friday.
Oh, yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, and you know, it's like I just started thinking, like, it's not even my state that got it. I mean, we didn't really get that much of it. New Jersey, you got New York, you know. Think about it. The boardwalk is gone. And you remember they sing the song, Under the Boardwalk, Boardwalk. Makes you really think about it. Like, the boardwalk is gone. You can't be under the boardwalk anymore.
Yeah.
Isn't that sad?
And see the roller coaster out there in the ocean. Just all the things that you've seen on TV when you see that area. To see all of that, just the history of that area is so sad. It just breaks my heart to see so much history destroyed.
Yeah. I mean, even if they rebuild, like, it's not going to be when, like, how people remember it, you know. They can't. It's not going to have that nostalgic factor.
Exactly.
You know, but to be able to rebuild again, that's powerful. Don't sink, you know. Get that one arm floaty up there, even though there's, like, a little hole in it and your other one's popped. You just got to keep swimming, kick those legs. And, you know, that's the price you pay for living by the ocean. I mean, it's beautiful. It's gorgeous. you know, you have so many benefits from it, but there's also, you know, the side effects. It's like one of those, like, bad generic commercials of a drug that they just brought out. It's like, it can cure your cold, but you'll have bleeding nose, you're going to shit out your ass, you're going to puke, you know, but you're not going to have that cough. Right? So people go,
I've never heard that such a good analogy, Michelle.
Michelle comes up with some of the best analogies I've ever heard in my life.
Well, I mean, think about it, though. It's like there's a cons and pros to everything. And you guys know as well as I know, if you live on oceanfront, I mean, you're paying for a view, you have the view. And, you know, like, there's side effects. You know, you might get that stinky smell of fish sometimes. You're a little bit colder in the winter because it bounces off the water. All that kind of stuff, you know.
You get to deal with a lot of sand.
Yeah, sand in the crack. You know how that freaking goes. You know, the sand's great, and then it gets in the crack, and then it's all done, you know. But it's a good exfoliant, see, looking at the positive side. Oh, gosh. But, you know, let's just change subject real quick. Dawson's going to be coming on. Her name is actually Sarah Dawson. They called her Dawson, I think maybe because there was other Sarahs on. But I did want to go to talk about real quick before she comes up about this is the pre-voting day, people, the technical pre-voting day. And I totally agree with you, Cherry and Paul. I'm done. I'm done with the phone calls. I am done with the freaking commercials. I'm done with the radio commercials. I'm done with the stupid flyers in the mail. I'm fucking done with the Facebooks. I'm done with people putting on their status, if you want to be my friend or not, because of my political views. I'm done. Done.
I will be so glad this over tomorrow. I have gotten more phone calls. I've seen so many commercials. And then our news has this thing where they do, you know, this check on whether what they're saying in
check.
The commercials are true or not. Well, and I don't know exactly what they call it, but
it's like
the truth
check
or something. And
yeah,
the fact checker. And so they you know, check the facts of what they're saying in the commercials and tell you whether it's true or not. And they stamp it, you know, true or false. And it's just, you know, you can't watch the news, any TV shows, anything without all this political just
garbage
thrown at you 24/7,
and
I'm so done with it.
Cherry, think about those states that have been targeted as the swing states. You know, they are just getting absolutely, I mean,
Ohio and Florida must be just like,
I'm done with that. I just don't even, I don't know, I don't care. I don't care what he did when he was a lawyer. I don't care what she did when she was a psychiatric ward, freaking a politician. I don't give a crap. I don't care. I don't really care. I'm really aggravated, actually, with the whole thing. And it makes people not want to go vote. Like, I'm going to vote because there's, like, a big turning point, I think, for America right now, and especially as a female, I need to make sure that I am making sure my future is set for what I'm looking for. And I think as a female, a lot of females out there know what I'm talking about. You know, there's a lot of things that could happen to our income, our health, a lot of things, and we really need to realize that every vote does count. If you're going to vote, you got to vote. And I know it's just one. I know you're one in a little world. You don't live in Ohio. Maybe you do. You don't live in one of those states that they care about, New Hampshire, whatever the case may be, because New Hampshire is big too. There's a few states that are big. I mean, Virginia, you got it right, Ohio.
I live in Missouri where we have Todd Akin. He's the one that said that if you got raped, your body would take care of it on its own.
Oh, my God, get out. No.
If he gets elected in, it will be the biggest embarrassment of Missouri's history. I will have to just hide my face. I can't. can't imagine if this guy gets voted in. I will just be sick.
I understand. We have our embarrassment here, in my opinion, as well. But I wanted to bring up the fact, I just kind of figured this out. She's probably been able to vote in other elections, but this will be our longtime friend, Jess. This will be her first presidential
Jess
election.
Jess Love.
Ooh. Yeah. And you guys know that Mitt Romney is actually from Massachusetts and all that stuff. And I don't want to throw my views out there, but I hope Jess is not going to stick like a old school Bostonian. And, you know, stick with the home team. Let's put it that way.
Well,
I think you and I have similar views, Michelle.
You guys go up to Toys for Tots, and I saw where Mitt's final stop is going to be in Manchester, New Hampshire, because I guess he's got a vacation home or something. But he's actually be up in Manchester, and I know you probably drive up there, Michelle, but a lot of the people that come fly into Manchester, New Hampshire.
That's the airport. Everybody lands.
They actually fly, a lot of them fly into Boston. Like,
oh, do they?
Hundreds of dollars cheaper, even though it's not really, it's like $15, 15 minutes quicker if you went to Manchester, but it's a lot of money difference because it's like Manchester is a really small airport.
Hey, I've got a quick question on the air for you, Michelle. Do you know how much time before Dawson calls in? Because your wife is in there. I'm sure she's got some hurricane stories.
Well,
or where she
save that. I know that she's supposed to be calling at 7:15, so I know it's 7:21, so I don't know. She's
okay. All right.
She might be a little late, but before I forget my thought, and then I'm going to shoot over to quick text. My other thing that irritates me, I don't know if this is happening wherever you guys are, but there was, like, so many different bakeries and donut shops that are having, like, cookies, like Michelle Obama cookies and Mrs. Romney cookies and shots. So if you like this shot, then you're Democratic. If you like this shot, whoever buys the most, like, they actually had, like, cookies stamped with Republican and stamped with the, like, all these silly things, I'm like, oh, my God, I want to just, like, I don't even know, puke. I can't. Did you guys have a lot of that going on? There's every single place that I go to has something like that.
My favorite was the Obama chia and the Romney chia. Have you seen those commercials?
No.
They have a, you know what the chias are, the chia pets?
Yes.
Where they have the little stuff you sprinkle on the outside of the little ceramic pot, and it grows greenery. Yeah, they have a Romney chia and an Obama chia head. It's the funniest thing I've ever seen.
See, it's ridiculous. Like, you know, we don't have to deal with this for 4 years, so fine, bring it on. Bring on the chia pets. Whatever. You know, it is pretty funny, though.
I couldn't believe they came up with that.
Of course they did. I'm not surprised. It's not shocker.
I laughed my ass off when I saw that.
Yeah, so, but do you guys want to know something that's kind of creepy?
Of course we do.
Okay, so do you know that this technically, without counting today, two freaking Mondays till Thanksgiving. Do you know what that means? Five till Christmas.
Oh, you just really popped my bubble, Michelle.
I'm sorry. You know what? I've decided that I'm going to remain calm and cool because I've already seen the Christmas decorations out there. And you guys all know Christmas cards and all that stuff. When I hear music, when I hear Christmas music, it's all done. I'm going to find wherever they're playing their audio from.
You made the best Mrs. Claus last year, I have to tell you.
Oh.
At Toys for Tots, you looked so great as Mrs. Claus.
You know, I don't know. I'm going to have to talk to Mrs. Claus this year and see if she's going to come back. She might be coming back, depending if she gets a flight in. You know how hectic those times are.
I know.
You know.
And your guest is here.
Fantastic.
Shall we bring her on with us?
Let's be. We don't want to talk about Christmas anymore. We want to talk about Dawson. That's
Let's
what we want to talk about.
It. Miss Dawson, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Hola. Hey, Dawson. It's Michelle. What's up, girl?
Hey, Michelle. Love you, girl. I'm good.
Love
How are you,
you
guys doing?
Oh, we're doing fantastic. You're actually on with me, and Cherry is the one that brought you up, and Mr. Paul from Minnesota.
Hi, Dawson. I watched the switchboard, and I'm a little confused because I know you're kind of from the D.C. area, Silver Spring, but your area code came up Atlanta, so that kind of threw me.
Oh, yeah, go on and put my shit on blast.
I didn't give your phone number out. I was just wondering, did you used to live in Atlanta?
Yes. I lived in Atlanta for maybe 6 years, and I'm one of those diehard people who, once they get their first cell phone number, they never change it, and they take it to the grave with them. So, yeah. Keeping the 404.
We're always going to say that. Atlanta, that nothing else is going to be revealed, Dawson.
Is Silver Spring, how hard were you hit by Hurricane Sandy? You're a little further south, but there must have been a lot of water, rain.
Yeah. I actually evacuated and volunteered with President Obama's campaign in Iowa.
Ooh,
so I'm in Iowa right now.
What? You're in Iowa?
You're
right. Yeah, on the campaign trail. So
awesome, Dawson. I like you. So I like you on Survivor, but I'm just like becoming even a bigger fan the more you talk.
Oh, you're so sweet. Thanks so much, guys. I think we I just want everyone to vote. I don't care how you vote, but just do it. So that's what I'm out here screaming all week long. But my apartment didn't lose power, I'm told. But we did get a lot of rain and wind. So, I mean, my thoughts are and prayers with everyone back home. I evacuated.
How did you wind up on the campaign trail with the Obama campaign?
I volunteered online.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I volunteered online.
That's
really
amazing.
For 8 days, and it's just been tremendous. One
what
kid I met,
right.
Oh, it's amazing, knocking on doors, going to rallies. Like, I think my biggest fear at this point in my life is teenagers. I don't know when that developed, but now I'm terrified of teenagers, apparently. So it's crazy just interacting with the youth and trying to get them excited about voting. It's been great.
Awesome. Well, the first thing that we talked about the hurricane, and we talked about today being the pre-voting day and how important it is to go out and vote. And I did not even know that you were doing that right now. So it's great that you started talking about that. It really is important, you guys that are listening. Go out and vote. You know, obviously Dawson is there with Obama, and so am I in spirit. But you guys have other views out there, so it doesn't matter what your views are, but you need to go out and vote, because you can't complain, you can't sit there and mope around, and the person that I wanted didn't win, but I didn't vote. Like, you didn't vote, so don't mope around and cry about it. It could have been your one vote that could have made a difference, so.
Yep.
Have
I
you
agree,
got
Michelle.
To meet Obama?
A little bit. Kind of. Yeah, a little. I don't think he really knows who I am, though.
Oh, so you weren't like, hi.
You didn't give him a kiss, did you?
Did you give him one of the kisses around the world?
That's what they're saying. No, I actually promised the campaign when I came on it that, you know, I would kiss his only puppies and babies. So, no Obamas.
Hey, Dawson, Dawson, all you have to do is just stare at him for the length of the time you stared at Jeff Probst at a time.
Yeah. Oh, and then he'll just creep towards me, and then I can wrap my arms around his neck. Yeah.
So let's just go back a little bit, Miss Dawson. So what have you kind of taken in with the Kiss Heard Around the World? That's what they're calling it. You know that, right?
Yeah. Yep. And it's so funny because right after I did it, I, of course, I got voted out, so I've got to go to Ponderosa. So right after I did it, eventually, you start to see production people again, and one of them says, "Oh my God, Dawson, what's going on? What are you thinking?" And I'm like, "What do you mean? What are you talking about?" He's like, "You're all production can talk about right now. Jeff Probst has been beat red for like 2 days. You're the Kiss that turned around the world." And I'm like, "Seriously? I'm just a huge fan of the show that got lucky." And I didn't mean it as any PR thing, or I wasn't trying to do anything but really hug my favorite guy. So it's cool the way it's turned out, it feels really special. It's all great.
I thought that was the best exit on Survivor ever. Literally, Dawson. I mean, no one will ever forget that.
No.
Go ahead.
Let me tell you, Dawson, you may not know this. We do several shows about reality TV throughout the week, and we do have a Survivor show. And that was about the first thing that we said, especially Cherry, when we came on the air. We come on Thursday, so it was the day after. But first thing Cherry says, that was the most epic.
It was.
Epic
ever.
Exit of any Survivor.
And of course,
history.
I'm the detail kind of person, and I'm watching as, I see, wait a minute. I do know from the editing, and they had me totally fooled. I totally thought it was going to be Katie.
Yeah.
I totally was fooled. But as I'm watching you guys walk into your first tribal, except for Denise, obviously. Oh, my God, Denise is a regular at tribal. But when I saw
I know,
you guys walk in,
she's getting VIP seats there now.
Mm-hmm.
When I saw you walk in, I thought, wait a minute. They're not carrying any of their belongings, and that was really a blindside because you would have brought stuff with you if you even had a hint, right?
Right. Exactly.
So were you able to get any of your things?
I hear once something is in the game and you leave it there, it compromises the integrity of the game to remove it.
Oh.
So I was able to get my glasses back. But, those are still at Ponderosa. But as far as the clothing goes, and my water bottle, and my bag, and stuff from the game, I'll just have to wait until after the season's over and hope that somehow they show up on my doorstep. Yeah.
Wow.
So you weren't able to take it. You weren't able to get anything back? That's crazy.
Yeah. Man, I'm telling you, it's. And I'm a fan of the show, so I should have known better. Rupert, when he came back, he always took his bag to every tribal council. People who come back, this is what they say, take your bag with you everywhere because you never know when you're going home. And as a fan, I really dropped the ball by not keeping my stuff with me. And, there's nothing sadder than being voted out and having all your memorabilia just stay on the island. That sucks.
That breaks my heart. Especially for such a big fan of the show. That just breaks my heart, Dawson.
All right.
Yeah.
Speaking of, what did you, as a fan, I'm sure you look at things as you're out there to save for, for memorabilia. What kind of items did you collect that you left behind?
You can try to smuggle as much as you can try to smuggle. But, of course, they're not going to let you keep everything you can get your sticky little fingers on. But, there are tree mails. There are you know, they've little props and things that come on messages, and like these are the things that like a fan kind of slips into their bra when no one's looking. So I had a few things, of course, my water bottle, my bag, and then shells, my favorite shells from waking up on the beach in the rain, and there's a really pretty shell, and that's the only pretty thing that you can see. You put that stuff in your pocket, you know, and unfortunately, I should have left it there. Instead, I put it in my bag, and now it's somewhere.
Hopefully, somebody there will bring that to you.
Yeah, but I think I'm walking away with so much more just from having the experience. I mean, shame on me. I'm too often, I know this in life, I'm just too trusting and loyal to a fault, and it bit me in the butt again on Survivor. So, you know, these are lessons that I'm learning and just doing it the hard way, I guess.
Hey,
well,
speaking
Dawson,
of the...
I'm sorry, Paul.
I tend to get in a mindset of, and I forget there's other people with me.
It's okay, Minnesota. No, I kind of just wanted to go about the fact that you're such a big fan of Survivor. Was it your first time trying out? Let's understand your whole casting process, like as much as you can talk about it.
Oh, yeah, this Survivor casting is so intense. I actually began my application probably 3 or 4 years ago. I started, you know, once I was really, really, really convinced that I could do the show or get someone on the show, I just wanted to participate in Survivor in some way. So I decided, you know, actively I'm going to start coaching people and get them onto Survivor, and they could play the game and then come back home and tell me about it and tell me how cool it was. So it's like, perfect.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
So I'm coaching people through this process over a few years, and, you know, every single person gets a phone call, and, you know, some people go out to finals, and no one got casted.
Oh.
And I'm sitting, and I'm so frustrated. I'm thinking to myself, what kind of coach am I if I don't even have the balls to apply myself and, you know, see if I've got what it takes, see if I know what I'm talking about. So randomly one Sunday, I put together 59 seconds on, you know, put me on Survivor and applied online. And within 10 hours, casting had called me on the phone. And 4 days later, I was in L.A. 3 weeks after that, I was in the Philippines.
Wow.
So it happened very fast for me. Yes.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
You must be one hell of a coach.
Well, I couldn't get anyone on the show but me, so I don't know if I am.
You're a good coach for yourself, obviously. You can coach others.
You
can coach yourself.
Well, it's their fault they're not getting on the show. Apparently, you know what you're talking about.
Yeah, we'll see. I'm trying to help some people with their applications this cycle. Survivor just announced last week that they're accepting applications. So, I've got a couple of people I'm backing, so we'll see how they do.
Oh, that's amazing. That
so
is
how does that work? They don't, like, try to ask you for favors. Like, you know, a lot of people ask me all the time, so can you get me on Big Brother? I'm like, yeah, okay, yeah, let me just snap my finger and work magic. Like, no, that's not how it works.
And they'll send it to you in a Facebook message.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, loved you on the show. And by the way, when you start a Facebook message with, hey, Sarah, I automatically know you have no clue who I am. Hey, Sarah, loved you on Survivor. Can you get me on? It's like, you know, you have to choose, pick and choose the ones you want to support because, I mean, everybody, I'm sure, Michelle, people have been driving you nuts over the years trying to get on Big Brother.
Yeah, and it's like, no offense, but I'm going to probably try to get somebody that I know on rather than somebody I don't. But if that was the case, then I would have been like, I applied and I didn't get on until 2 years after. It's not like you know somebody. It's you have to get out there and be seen. Or like for me, I didn't go to a casting. I sent the video in, which a lot of people from Big Brother didn't do it that way. I did it differently. Right. So there's a lot of different ways you can get on Survivor, you can get on Big Brother, but the thing is that people say, oh, I need tips, I need that, and I always tell people, be yourself. Don't be something that you think they want you to be, because they will shred you. Shred you.
And you'll cry and they'll laugh and it's just not good. Not good. Yeah, be authentic. That's the number one way to get past it. I agree.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to remember anything. You just have to be yourself. And I actually was lucky enough to spend 4 days with Miss Dawson. And let me tell you, awesomeness. And, you know, I sat there and I looked back and I stared at all of us, which is probably about 100 of us in Virginia. And there's a little bit of crazy in all of us. I mean, you can't just be fucking normal. You can't you can't come from a big family. You have to be a little off. Wouldn't you say that, Dawson?
At least a little off, if not 75% off, in order to be casted for these shows. Totally.
Yeah. So
Dawson, did you know ahead of time who your roommate was going to be? And had you ever watched other reality shows like Big Brother before?
Actually, I'm a huge fan of Big Brother. I'm a SuperPass proud membership owner carrying card person.
All right.
I'm a huge fan of Big Brother. I mean, love it. So, yeah, meeting Michelle in Virginia, meeting everyone else, it's like, you know, the little super fan in me just is blossoming a little bit every single day. It's been such a surreal experience to start it off with playing Survivor, and now my season's still on. So every single week I'm watching the show develop and unravel, and then on the weekends I get to do stuff like hang out with Michelle Costa from season 10 of BB, and I'm just like, seriously? Can it get any better?
Oh, gosh.
Super fans
so
apply.
Funny. I remember when the first time I met you, you were like, and I was like, hi, how are you? And then I was like, gosh, you look really familiar. Like, have I met you before? And she's like, I'm She was the cutest thing ever. I don't care who she was. I wanted to be a part of whatever she was doing, and me and her hung out the entire weekend. Oh, my gosh. Seriously? She is such a wonderful person. You obviously didn't get enough airtime. You didn't get enough airtime.
Oh, I know. That sucked, didn't it?
Yeah.
That was the worst part about it, because that's the only frustrating thing about this experience thus far is seeing what makes TV and seeing what doesn't make TV. And you'd never, man, that's been the only frustrating thing for me, but I'll keep my lips shut on that, because who knows what they'll show in the future. But a lot of stuff happened to Calabar, a lot of stuff. It just unfortunately didn't fit the storyline.
Well, what are your takes on what's been happening so far? Is it pretty much correct, or, you know, we know the whole editing process. We know how that works.
Right.
Is it frustrating for you to watch? Like, how do you feel? Because Survivor is totally different than Big Brother. Big Brother, it's happening and it's on. You're out and you're watching what's happening. So what's your thoughts on that?
As a fan of the show, I'm so loyal to Survivor that I'm just tickled to watch it and know, you know, oh my gosh, I played with those people. At this point, I'm that person. I played with them, you know, they're still on TV, but I used to play with them. That's frustrating, but as far as editing goes, it's so difficult. Survivor produces so much material. 18 people, 24 hours a day, and once you add all these elements, you've got the rain, you've got starvation, you've got challenges, the social dynamics, all of these developing variables, and trying to follow each of them is impossible. So something's got to get cut. The only frustrating part of watching is there's a storyline that's going to probably happen throughout the entire season. And what doesn't fit in there a lot of times will, you know, have to be extra. So that's probably the only frustrating thing about it. But just watching this season as a fan and knowing the previous season, participating in this season, this is such a great, great way to get into, what are we now, episode 8? These 7 episodes have been absolutely phenomenal. So as a fan, it's been great.
Mm-hmm. I know you were a great friend of Katie, and now that she's gone, I have sort of a two-part question. Who are you rooting for to win now? And we have a past Survivor alumni who comes on and sort of hosts with us on our Survivor show, and he's been telling us about a secret alliance that no one knows about. Supposedly even most of production doesn't know about it yet. And I was wondering if you are familiar, if you know about this sort of secret underlying alliance that's going on, and if you're familiar with it.
Don't spoil it for me. I don't want to hear who it is.
I don't want to know. I don't want to know who they are yet. I just want to know if you know about
no
it.
No pressure, Dawson.
don't blow it out of the water. I don't want you to name any names.
No, that's not my style. You got to, you know, I want to enjoy the show too. But there's so many secret alliances. So without having more information, I cannot confirm nor deny. But there are at least 35 alliances on that island right now.
Wait,
so you're probably right.
Who would you like to see win right now?
Right now, very close with Katie,
but
good question. Yeah, it's too bad Katie had to go, but she voted for me, so just kidding.
Eat it, Katie.
I'm always going to cheer for the underdog. That's just the way I live my life. So if I could see Malcolm come through and take this win, that would be great. Socially, he's sitting in an excellent position. Not only does he have an idol in his pocket, but he's not too dirty yet with his social game. You know, he hasn't offended too many people, and it looks like he can. Yes, Malcolm.
I love Malcolm too. He's really been.
Just see me. No.
He's been a
step
up.
What happened?
A hero
in
a lot of ways.
Yes. Yes, definitely. Hopefully he'll keep it up. But right now, I'd love to see him go far, just because they've been to so many tribals. Let him have a break.
Well, I
and
think
he's
why
young,
that,
too.
Well, yeah, he is cute on
right?
that. But I think that's why, like, you know, Dawson, one of the reasons why you weren't really too much on is because the alliance that was on every week that was being voted out, I mean, they kind of took over. And then right after that happened, the merge happened, right before that.
Dana was gone, and I went right after her. Yep.
Yeah, so, like, there wasn't enough timeline to
opportunity.
Even, which sucks, but, I mean, that's just the way, I guess, he crumbles. But have you talked to anybody? I don't know if you can really talk too much about that, but have you been in contact with many of the people? And is there anybody that you really don't talk to anymore? You know what I'm saying?
Girl, you should be out so much. I love my entire cast. I've been so swamped, I actually really don't have time to converse much with them. But I've checked on them on Facebook, and I know they all survived for the most part. They got off the island. They got back to the U.S. So I don't really have time to really talk to them about it. And I love the show so much. I hate spoilers. So after the season, at the reunion, we're going to hash it out and probably throw blows or something. It'd be great.
So what kind of blows do you plan on throwing?
Girl.
If any.
When I dodge a bullet, you come at me with like a machine gun. What's going on, Michelle?
You know, I would be throwing, mayhakers all around.
I know you. Mm-hmm. I honestly don't have any beef. And I that's the best thing about leaving the game when I did. I walked out right, I rocked out before I got too dirty, before my image was tainted, before I had to lie and you know, really, really start going after my own tribe mates. I was out of the game. So I honestly don't have any problems with anyone on the cast. But, of course, the deeper you go, the more feelings are hurt, the more alliances are broken. So it'll be – I'm very interested to see how the dynamics develop in the show and then at the finale, seeing how they turned out to be at the end. That'll be cool. But I don't want beef.
You got no beef.
I'm vegetarian.
You have veggies. Oh. The veggie kind of girl.
I know we asked who you would like to see when. I have actually a little clip, and I figured you'd want somebody else to win, so I'm just going to play this for you here.
Ooh, I love it.
I mean, I could have blown up his spot, but maybe he could be one of those, you know, millionaires who actually come on the show and win. If he wins, he owes me so big. I want a motorcycle, a helmet, a sidecar, and a pink gun. That's what I want from Jeff Kent.
Oh, my God, that's awesome.
Of all the stuff that I said, of course, you know, once you get voted out, you walk down this little lane, and then there's a camera, and they're like, talk as long as you want, Dawson. And it's like, oh, for real? Of all the stuff that I said, that was the least interesting portion.
Of course.
I was all over the board. And they played that, and I was like, thank God. I don't even... Yeah, sidecar. What? Like, that was the least interesting thing that I said. But it's, yeah, I came home and I bought myself a scooter. I don't need Jeff Kent to buy me a motorcycle. I can't even pick one up. But, yeah.
You're the cutest thing.
Thanks, Dave.
Oh, my God, that was awesome, Paul. Thank you for that clip.
Thank you.
I had to. I just had to. That was, we talked about the epic exit from tribal, but that kind of goodbye message or whatever we call them was also classic in my opinion.
I think it's probably just further explains why I went home so early in the game. My head just obviously wasn't there.
Yeah, but I honestly wouldn't have taken you out of the game. I would have been the one that's like, let's keep her in. She wants her motorcycle. She's good. She's all looking for the million. She wants a pink helmet. Keep her in. We need to get out people. You know, like, what the hell?
Which was my argument. That was my exact argument. It's like, you want to keep, Denise has been through four tribal counselors when I was gone. This is my argument. She'd been through four tribal counselors, survived them. And there were only four tribals. And then on top of that, she's got to have a deal with Malcolm. They voted out Swan. She's got to have a deal with Malcolm. And, we'll see how it develops for Kalibal, but it doesn't seem, as a fan, and watching the history of the game, that was not a good move. But I'm biased.
No.
Why couldn't this be one of the seasons where they had Redemption Island, where you could have at least fought to get back on? You know?
Let's see, who would I have been competing against on Redemption Island? Swan?
Yeah,
because Dana, right, Dana quit,
yeah,
so it would have been Swan.
Swan had beaten the person before the person who quit, which is
right.
complicated. But, yeah, you know, I would have liked to see you in Redemption Island.
Thank you.
I think you would have... done pretty well.
I do too.
Yeah, I get pretty stubborn when it comes to stuff. I honestly didn't see it coming in the game. It just didn't make logical sense to get rid of me.
Blindside? Was it a complete blindside? Like, can you honestly say there wasn't even an inkling in your mind that you were going? Can you tell us that?
Yes. My survivor sense was tingling on the back of my neck, so I kind of sort of knew something was up. And then once I went to Katie and Katie lied to me, that was a fairly strong indicator. But, you know, I went back around to my tribe and spoke to them individually, and they're saying, oh, no, girl, you're cool. And it's like, yeah, okay, well, logically, you've got to vote Denise out. She's not part of our original tribe. She's not committed to our line. She's committed somewhere else. Logically, I just trusted them, you know, just because it made sense, and I'm just too loyal. So I second-guessed it. I figured it would happen, but I second-guessed it, and that's where I got screwed.
All right, well, let's just go a little bit off. I want to ask you a question. Did you ever try to look for an idol? Did it ever pop in your head? Was it something that you and your tribe or whoever you were in alliance with tried to find?
Yeah, we were looking.
Yeah.
Our little girl alliance, we really were quite good. We didn't find it, but we sure did look. Let's see, what day was it? You can't keep the day straight. But we definitely looked, and logically I was able to figure it out just kind of in my head where it was. If there's three tribes, three different islands, it's got to be on something that's consistent within each island. And, you know, those are the flag, the things that were here when we got here, these things, they're all equal. So I figured out that's where it was. And then I came up, it didn't show this in editing, but Jonathan Penner found it right before I did. And so then that's why he took off running, and he's like, Dawson ran up. It's like I had figured it out. I actually went through his bag later on and found it and confirmed that. So we did look, and I did find it, but unfortunately it was in someone else's possession by that point.
Yeah. I think ever since Russell went out and found it on his own, every Survivor contestant probably, it doesn't make the editing, but I bet you everybody looks before they even get a clue. Dawson, I must say that one of the major disappointments with you leaving, plus a couple of the other ladies, was that alliance between you, Katie, and Dana, you know, where the boys were down there in the ocean and you guys were back in the woods somewhere or whatever.
Yep.
And I thought this could be good. These three women, you know, against those three guys. And then when Denise came over, I thought, holy cow, they're going to really rock this. And that's a big disappointment. I was so looking forward to seeing how that was going to go.
Oh, my gosh, me too. And I just got too secure. I said, man, we've got four women. Denise was ready to ride with us. We were going to roll. And out of nowhere did I think that one of the girls would back out of the game. I just didn't even cross my mind. And that was a game. That ended my game. The fact that I didn't anticipate, didn't make a plan B strategy, it never occurred to me that Dana would leave. And broke my heart.
Yeah, how bad was that when you saw, I mean, you knew already she was sick, but when you got called to see her lying on the ground like that, how bad was that? Did she really appear as bad as she looked?
Yeah, it was heart-wrenching. Seeing... You know, she wasn't just my alliance member, but she's my tribe mate, she's my friend out there. This is your family. I mean, you have nothing but each other. So seeing one of us in pain and struggling, that was so difficult. Like, I just wanted to wrap my arms around her and put her on my lap, but there's nothing I could have done to make her feel better.
It's
frustrating.
I don't know if you're allowed to say or not, because I didn't see it in the edit. You were also very supportive of her. Did any of you try to talk her out of it?
We actually, we weren't privy to the conversation between JP, the doctor, and Dana. So we weren't 100% sure what was happening. Once she, you know, he gave her her options, and then she chose. There was no discussion to be had on our parts. It was done. We were saying goodbye, And we didn't actually know really what happened until we saw the episode a few weeks back.
Wow.
Until my episode, yeah. So that was a shocker.
That's got to be the tough thing. I mean, like, you're with these people, and there's a game going on, but at the same time, you guys are all surviving the elements, and seeing people dropping like that, it's got to be hard. And, you know, how was it being in the survivor field? Was it harder than you thought?
It's extremely surreal for me as a diehard fan. It's like I'm so familiar with the show that I kind of know what to expect, but it's all so much bigger once you're there. All the challenges are bigger.
The hunger is bigger. The rain is
everything.
Bigger.
Everything. The rain. Everything is so intense. It's just I can't describe it.
What did you think of the new name, the merge name, Dang Rain?
Oh, that's cool.
I love it too.
That's different. Yeah, at least there's got some logic behind it. Sometimes
it has some meaning, right?
You know, yeah. Sometimes they just mush two words together.
Right.
Yeah.
Or Rob names something after a stuffed animal and tells them it means something in the local language.
That was so awesome. He inspired BSers everywhere to go and spread BS. Like, that was just awesome. Loved it.
I'll never forget that. Oh, my goodness.
Well, Dawson, one of the things I wanted to ask you is, like, I wanted to talk a little bit about your personal life. Now, are you still doing insurance? I know, right? Are you still doing insurance sales? Is that still
No, I actually... That when I began my application, I listed that, but I actually was kind of trying to, how can I say this? That was a better thing for me to put. It was advantageous for me to put that on my application because what I do is actually pretty boring. So it just worked out well. But I'm actually a jewelry designer, and I focus on all natural jewelry, elements that are naturally occurring in the earth that don't mine or harm the earth when you reap them. So that's really, really
fun.
You
want to talk a little bit about that?
It's like turquoise, coconuts, anything that's natural. It kind of goes with the fact that I'm vegetarian, and I believe in this natural lifestyle, you know. Whole grains, and I don't wear much makeup. I don't drink caffeine. So all of these things kind of just developed into adding to my love for accessories and accessorizing, and I started a jewelry line. And it was really random how I started it, just from my love to travel.
Do you have a website?
I just started picking
line?
Up. Mm-hmm.
What is that?
I just
so
started.
Can...
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Let's advertise. Do you have a website for your jewelry?
Oh, during the season, we have to pull all of our sites down.
Oh, okay.
So that sucked, but as soon as the season's over, I can put it back up, I'm told.
Oh, good.
Well, you'll have to come back on
so we can
promote your jewelry.
Yeah, thank you so much. I think right now in this economy, I'm doing more distribution than designing just because once I touch something, it gets pretty expensive. You know, once you hand design something, it's not cheap. So distribution is actually so easy. I don't even have to touch anything right now. So that's been really, really great. And it's given me the flexibility to do stuff like volunteer in Iowa. And tomorrow I'm flying to Las Vegas. So I'm just so fortunate this year. Everything's kind of lined up for me. And work is fairly hands-off. But, tomorrow I fly to Las Vegas, and I'm doing some stuff with the Soul Train Awards. So that's pretty
awesome.
Cool.
Ooh.
That's
great.
Do you have
the
Soul Train yet,
Freddie,
in case you're going to do the Soul Train?
Yeah, my spandex. I've got some spandex in my purse. You know, a lady's got to be prepared.
I love how it's in your purse. That's right, men. We can put spandex in our purse.
Yeah.
Don't even
those are those tight pants they wear, right? It's called spandex?
Yeah.
They wear, like, really tight metallic pants? Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I'm ready.
You know, the other thing I read about you, it was kind of funny, is that you're kind of like the talk of your town. Something with a tow truck.
Yeah.
And
oh.
So you want to elaborate a little bit? I actually found it funny when I did a little research on you, Dawson, you know.
Don't bother.
Maybe you want to elaborate a little bit on what I'm talking about.
Yeah. When I applied for Survivor, they asked me my claim to fame. And, I mean, honestly, I don't – biggest thing I could think of was 2 weeks prior to my application, I was moving into one of my apartment in Silver Spring, and my sister was helping me move, and her car got towed from the parking lot. And so we came outside, like 30 minutes later, her car is gone. And I'm like, are you freaking serious? Like, I got to get to Target. We have all this stuff to do. And now we've got to go find this tow truck. And I just moved here. So we get to the tow company, and I talk to the guy who's working there. He's, of course, on Facebook. So I'm like, hey, what you doing? You working hard? You on Facebook? And then he told me, you know, eventually I tried to sweeten him up. He told me it was out of his hands. So then I got on the phone with his mom. And I told his mom, I was like, listen, I just moved here, but I have fresh cookies in the oven. Will you please give me this car back? We don't want to pay $200. Like, I just moved here. So she gave me the car back, and I gave her some cookies. And we're actually still
Shut
Facebook
up.
Friends today. Yeah.
Shut up. Was it cookies that made it happen?
Cookies are closers.
What
cookies
kind of cookies
will help
you
in
are you
any
making?
Mind.
Wait, what kind of cookies are you making?
I make triple chocolate cookies, so they've got cocoa in them and chocolate chips, so they're pretty delicious.
I can tell you put like some secret remedy in them, because the way you're talking is like triple chocolate cookies.
No,
like,
this is my natural high, girl.
I'm afraid for the triple chocolate cookies. Like, I will not trust anybody who wants to offer me triple chocolate cookies anymore.
If you need to work your way out of a bind, call me and I'll ship some to you. But they're all natural.
And they made fun of somebody on Survivor when Jeff Probst asked what she would ask for if she could have anything on Survivor, and she said cookies.
Yes.
Now we know. And it wasn't
she
you, Dawson.
Now we know that
cookies can have a lot of weight in getting what you want around, no matter where you're at.
Yeah, cookies are helpful.
Cookies can get you a lot, apparently.
Yeah. I'm going to try some of those cookies. Well, Ms. Dawson, I want to know, what are you doing right now besides the fact that you are just going all over the place right now with the whole political... What is it that Survivor's done for you, or what you wanted to be done, or what you're planning on being done, that you can tell us about right now?
I think it's still too early to know, because my season's still on contractually. I'm not going to do much at all, actually, until the season's over. So once the season's up, you know, who knows what could happen. Not including Survivor, everything's just kept me so super busy. But hopefully if I get my way, one day I could have my own travel show or something. I'd love to do some community service and highlight the UNESCO World Heritage Sites that are protected by the United Nations. And some of them are endangered, and public awareness just isn't there. So if I could get a show where I could be able to travel and also highlight these historically relevant cities, that would be amazing. But who knows?
Well, I know that you're a world kind of connoisseur.
Mm-hmm.
You love different world cultures. I did a lot of reading about you, girl. Don't even go there.
Girl!
Yeah, I did. I know.
It would have taken you 10 minutes to learn all about Dawson.
No. It took me about 11. No, I'm just kidding. Girl. I love the fact that you like to learn about other parts of culture and everything. And meeting you, I could tell you were just like very, you wanted to know about everybody. You wanted to know the ins and outs and why they're who they are. What is it that you've been around the world, that you've traveled, that you wanted to see or that you plan on seeing? What's your kind of focus on that?
Mm-hmm. After Survivor, I took myself on tour, working, but I went and did some. Can you hold on real quick?
Sure.
I'm sorry. Sorry.
It's okay.
This has probably been the first time in Manic Monday history, but we're going to hold on to Miss Dawson.
Let's just do a commercial real quick here.
Do it.
Hey, House Rodent fans. HR, the Big Brother House Rodent here, and you're listening to Ron Rad and Michelle. Michelle? My sweet angel, Michelle?
No, HR, Michelle Costas, Big Brother 10.
Yeah, the Michelle who wiped his whole pillow.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry.
Oh, I remember her, the Portuguese princess.
That's right, H.R., you would have known that sooner if you just read the script instead of staring at pictures of Rachel and trying to do an ad-lib.
One of these days, Squirrel, I'm going to shave your tail and bring you down to Earth with the rest of us.
Just read the script, H.R.
You're listening to Manic Monday on the Rad Reality Show with Ron Rad and Michelle Costa. Happy night, you stupid squirrel.
It's just another Manic Monday. Oh, why is that Sunday? Because today is one of Michelle's fun days. When they talk about...
Chip. Stop singing. You're going to make people's dogs howl.
Oh, you're no fun, Uncle H.R.
Welcome back, Dawson.
I'm so sorry. That phone call, like when somebody calls three times, then I typically answer it.
Don't worry about it. We were dying to play that clip anyway. Please.
It was awesome.
Okay.
So anyway. So everything's good now, Dawson. Are you back with us? Do you need to call somebody and harass them?
No, I think I'm the one getting the harassment.
That's what I'm saying. We're gonna call and harass them. Who do they think they are? Don't they know that I'm Manic Monday? Damn it!
Aren't they listening to your show? Hello.
Well, duh. They obviously didn't get the memo.
Yeah, I'm so sorry about that, but. Yeah, I've just been traveling. I actually wanted to go to Iran and Afghanistan and just kind of raise awareness for what's happening over there, but I couldn't get clearance to go in such short notice after Survivor, so I ended up doing Chile and Ecuador, and I hitchhiked across Ecuador, and then I took surf lessons up the coast for 4 months and 2 months in Chile. So I only spoke in Spanish. I mean, after the show, you know, you have to kind of decompress.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. That was my therapy. And
so, would you like to take a live call?
Yes, let's do some calls.
Let's do them. Oh, we have someone waiting online that would love to talk to Dawson. Michelle from the Bronx, thank you so much for calling in tonight. How are you?
I'm all right, Cherry. Hey, Paul. Wifey!
I'm just so glad you're back into better
Thank
land.
You,
better known
Dawson.
As Sandy Freeland.
Yes, I am. Dawson,
Fuck
I'm finally
bitch.
Getting to nail your ass down. Put out the disclaimer, people. I'm blowing it up.
Here we go.
Thank
all
you.
All
right, Michelle. Let it rip. Let it rip, girl, because you've been...
The views expressed
in,
by guests and callers of the Rad Reality Show are not necessarily the views of the host or the sponsors of the Rad Reality Show and are for entertainment purposes only. Some assembly may be required and batteries are not included.
We have to do
there
a disclaimer. We have to do it. But Michelle from the Bronx has been tied down with no power in New York City.
Hold on. Is she about to blow me up or tell me off or something?
No, she's really, she loves you.
Dawson, you know this.
Don't be afraid of Michelle from the Bronx. She's a sweetie.
She knows. love it already.
Love it. I know.
Dawson.
Hi,
girl.
Baby.
You, all right, first of all, I miss my Rad Reality family. It was a tough freaking 6 days, but nothing like what everybody else is going through. So I am happy. I don't want to go through sadness.
We all miss you too, Michelle.
I have had a great time ever since Dawson unfortunately got kicked off of the island. Dawson knows it. I will say I'm almost a little, don't be scared, Dawson, I'm going to use a word just for the term, stalkerish, but I've been absolutely, I mean, I think I first flat out, I was like, oh, I love you, man, I just absolutely love you, and then found you on Facebook. They don't know the story, but, you know, you and I have been conversing a little bit back and forth, playing a little tag, right?
You're it.
Yeah, I am it. Dawson has been super cool. I think that a lot of her interviews and stuff, she's absolutely honest and shoots it straight. And there's something that Dawson has in common with somebody else that happens to do a show with the Rad Reality Show and myself. And I wonder if Dawson has yet to figure it out.
I know you gave me a hint.
Okay, what was the hint, Dawson?
You gave me a hint. It's something about my family or
negative.
Something from my past.
Negative.
Does it include any dates?
Absolutely.
There are dates involved.
Okay.
Is it? Do we have the same birthday?
Absolutely!
I know!
And also with Louis Stravato.
Oh, my God. Love him. I knew
about
him, but I didn't put together you were on the list, too.
Yeah, so that's why there was, like, I guess the immediate attraction to you. I caught your humor right away when they were giving you airtime. It sucked that you didn't get enough.
I know.
And then
there
was something about you, and I was just like, yeah, there's something that's just, like, firing on all cylinders on me. And I won't say that just because I'm an outed lesbian. Not like I would be a closet lesbian at this point in my life. But hardcore, man. It was pretty crazy. And Wifey, you know how I feel about you. You know that civil union, you know?
I know, girl. I know. It's okay. I'm not jealous.
I let you do your thing on the side and your reality.
No, it's fine. Yeah, I can be on the side. That's fine.
I know Dawson doesn't share. I know Dawson doesn't like sharing.
So, it's been something that I've been, like, holding on to, and I'm like, man, it's going to burst soon. And I'm so happy that I got power back. I had no idea what was going on. I still didn't see last week's Survivor because I haven't had a moment to sit down and watch it. So I kind of can't comment on that. Lots of other shit I can comment on. And I was like, all right, I can just keep going. But there's a few things that I want to say to you. Okay, yes, I love you. So let me get that out of the way.
Thank you, dear.
I think you're hysterical. And you know... I think you know that from the conversations. Good thing about a Scorpio, we don't hold back.
Nope.
All right, so I don't know where to start, but I definitely think that you're a prankster. I get that humor about you.
Wait, Miss Dawson is a prankster? Wait, what are you talking about?
You don't
about?
Seem like the type that can sit idly by either. So what the freak did you do on the island to keep yourself entertained besides tease Jeff Kent?
Oh, that was so great. Oh, my gosh. And the way the edit came out, it looked as if, like, that played in me going home. But that was actually after everything was already done. So that was just for fun on the side. But it's frustrating. When you're on the island, everybody's priorities is food and water and, you know, shelter. And this is all everybody's thinking about. But in the back of mind, I'm thinking about, okay, if his objective is to go find water, is there a way that I can, like, hide the buckets or do something to confuse people? Or, I mean, the entire time, just pranks are going through your head. Every time you see a stick, you're like, how could that be positioned better in camp? Or, it's just, I don't know, the natural prankster comes
comes out of you, but
I know.
It's you've got to keep it down, because if you don't get that water, if that bucket of water doesn't come back to camp, you don't get to drink.
All right.
I definitely tried to bury it, but did
it come out, and did you do anything?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
And
what can you talk
about?
It's
unfortunate how many things didn't make the show. But I wish I could say, but I don't know if they're going
to
play anything.
I feel like you want to disclose things,
Thanksgiving.
But you can't.
Okay.
You've got to see the fifth.
I'm trying to save my own hide.
Okay.
See the fifth.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
Some of the stuff is really, really good stuff. Like, we would sit and we would beatbox, like, for an entire day. And we would... Oh yeah, but like five-star beatboxes. If you want to hang out with someone who can beatbox,
wow.
Okay, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Wow, did the phone just get red on that end or what?
Don't you
throw it in the pile?
Don't say beatbox because I got you. What's up?
Awesome.
Learn your lesson.
Awesome. Well, that's interesting to know. Seriously, like,
yeah.
I want to ask things that people don't normally ask you, and I guess was that ever asked of you?
No one's asked me that. We did so much. I mean, we would play chess, and I'd just talk smack and crap, and
no kidding.
And oh man, with Jeff Kent, oh holy moly,
there was nothing
that made me happier than talking smack with this guy. So while we're playing chess, or you know, it's raining and there's nothing we can do, I just sit there and just kind of dig holes in his story. But it was, I mean, it was all in good fun, but
right.
So much happened. I wish I could tell you everything.
The personality that you have, and that, you know, is part of the whole scorpion trait and stuff like that, it's kind of fun when you do find that one little weakness very easily. I know it sounds like I prey on things, but yeah, I mean, you can pinpoint it. You know, you use it to your advantage.
Yeah.
You know,
it's
how do you like
a scab?
you need to apply
for the show.
Oh my God! Dead. Another one? They want me for Big Brother.
Big Brother.
You need at least one camera on you at all times. Yeah,
at all times.
I'm curious how soon after you got on the island, or even maybe it was on the boat ahead of time, did you know that was Jeff Kent?
The moment I saw his face, I recognized him, and he's got, I mean, he's got one of those little mustaches. And first of all, second of all, it's
blonde.
Wait,
you don't like creepy mustaches? Wait, what?
He's got like a blonde mustache, and I mean, I'm really big on news. I'm a huge news fanatic, and I read Entertainment Weekly, Us Weekly, Star Magazine. I read all of the relevant news sources. Okay? He's been in so many times just for all his badass kind of character. Yeah.
Shenanigans.
I mean, you wouldn't have to be into baseball to really recognize him. You just have to be into gossip. That's how much of a ref this guy had.
Yep.
So I recognize him immediately.
You were the only one, really.
Were you surprised to learn
you know that
Lisa was also a child star?
Yeah.
I knew she was some type of actress because she had on fake eyelashes, and her poise and delivery with Jeff Probst were just absolutely fabulous. So I knew she was well-groomed, and she had on fake eyelashes. So I couldn't pinpoint
what show
she was from.
Dawson, is fake eyelashes the freaking kind of
not the
topping
sticky
on the
ones?
Cake? Was it the cherry? Was it the cherry on top, babe?
The ones you put the individual ones. Yeah, it was a little cherry-esque. Okay.
Cherry-esque.
Yeah,
I like that. It was cherry-esque.
Wow.
Cherry, we're going to call you Cherry-esque at times.
Okay. Let's move away from the fake eyelashes since I can't associate with that.
Whoa.
Wow. Real angry all lesbian. Right, right. Angry lesbian.
I got lots to talk about or lots to hit up, but you know, it's like, all right, I only have that makeup on for when I do my own little thing there, my show there, so I take it off as soon as possible. No fake eyelashes needed to apply.
Ooh. All right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Tell us how you really feel about the eyelashes.
You know how I roll, wifey. Your swimsuit. What made you pick that pink zipper up swimsuit?
That was a Bond girl swimsuit. I absolutely loved that swimsuit. And when someone encourages you to do something that's different and you're as different as I am, you probably are going to take that on wholeheartedly. I stand behind the hot pink zip up Speedo, whatever I was wearing out there. At least I didn't have any parts falling out. I come from a very, very conservative household.
Right.
Extremely conservative. So that was also a concern is, you know, so many years people are just ripping each other's bathing suits off. And I wasn't going to be the girl with the blur around her private parts. It's just
all of sugar.
I don't blame you a bit for that.
And that's interesting. That's interesting that you brought up about you being from a very conservative family, because your Meet Dawson interview, obviously season airing, was nothing, zero of what you are like now or what you were like in the show. And I kind of you're done. I'm not even going to like you. But, you know, now I'm proclaiming my love for you out here. So what happened?
If I sit down and I talk to someone for an hour and I'm going, and I so many zingers, I was so on the ball for that interview. That was the interview of my life. That was my first Survivor online. Like, I'm a fan of the show. I took it all out. I left it all on the table. It was freaking hilarity after hilariousness after ridiculousness. And it got edited down to, I go to church.
Yeah,
I don't eat meat. Yeah, and but I mean, you can only put so much personality into these, you know, two-minute clips.
But Dawson, they have what they want for you, and you could have said everything under the sun. They could have taken, like, three words out of it and made what they wanted to make out of you, you know? So it's funny that you can laugh about it. I mean, because you go in there and you think, okay, I'm going to win. I'm going to be the one. I'm going to be these. Blah, 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 I'm going to do this or that. And then when you look at the editing, you're like, what the hell? That's what the hell happened? And like you said, I talked for like 30 minutes and they took 3 seconds out of it. And they took the 3 seconds that I was like making a joke, like, so it's kind of one of those things, like, it may be best for you not to say much. Like, that's what I've learned. I learned that the least I say, because a lot of my things were actually diary room massacres, which people love. But, that's what was true. I mean, it came out of my mouth, yes. Was it stated in that scenario minute by minute? No. But did I say it? Yes. But did it come out like that? No. But that's what you got to live with. And you got to either take it with a grain of salt and run with it, or you can mope about it. So I like the fact that you can laugh about it. And it is what it is. And it doesn't matter what you really did there. It matters the type of person that you are now, before and after. And
absolutely.
And you are such an awesome. I was just like, you were one of my favorite people that I got to meet. Oh my God. She is like, seriously, you guys, like, I watched Survivor and I'm like, that's not Dawson. That's not my Dawson. Like, I don't even know who that person is. Like, when I watched it, I was like, wait, I got to go back because I know her. But she was so bubbly and so happy. And like, you can tell, like, it was such a different place that she was at. And
yeah,
you know,
good,
that's why you can never judge somebody. Yeah, you can never judge somebody by their 15 seconds of fame per se, yeah, or editing, whatever the case may be. It's like a little bit of both, right?
Yeah. I'll never forget, Michelle, when you got back from Reality Rescue, you called me, and the first thing you told me about was meeting Dawson. You were like, oh, my God, Sherry, I've got to tell you about Dawson. She is so cool. And you went on and on about Dawson and how she's so different from what we saw on Survivor. And you were just so thrilled to meet her. And you told me how different she was in real life than what we saw on Survivor. And I was
just
couldn't wait
open.
To get her on the show because I wanted to actually talk to her and see and talk to the person that she, you know, we get to see now and hear, you know, talk to rather than, you know, who we saw on Survivor, which I loved, but now we get to talk to the Dawson that is outside of Survivor, and you were just so excited to tell me about her, and I couldn't wait to talk to her.
And
then a couple
weeks ago, Nayanka was on with Michelle, and those two girls, all they could talk about was how much they, the love fest they had for you.
Right.
Am I freaking serious?
we talk about you all the time, girl.
I told you you were the talk of the town after. You had more life after Survivor than when you were on.
I mean, that doesn't say much. That doesn't mean much. Very little life on the show.
It says more than 12 days.
Yeah, sure, that was it.
How long have you got Dawson as opposed to Sarah?
Oh, years. Well, growing up, my best friend and I, we had the same first name. So it kind of started then. And then once, let's see, in 2003, it just kind of, once I started college, it just kind of developed and just kept going.
Yeah,
and then I got
college.
In a male dominant.
Undergrad.
Yeah.
So you've been a Dawson since 2003, is that what you're saying?
I think it's been on and off. Let's see, it was probably from 5th grade to 12th grade, and then I took a little break, and maybe 2 years off, I went by Sarah, and then I got
took
in a male-dominated field, and Dawson kind of just, my personality, you know, developed a little late because I was so sheltered growing up. So once Dawson came out in 2003, I haven't let go of it since.
Woohoo!
Yeah. Well, Dawson is for sure. All right, I got another one for you. You had that little powwow of the Girl Alliance when the three of them were sitting on the log fishing and you're standing up. Did anybody ever catch a freaking fish?
No, and I don't get it. It's like, I don't know, it's like when you put people on an island, it's like they're naturally programmed somehow to take a stick and a piece of string and put it in the water, even though there's nothing on the end of it. Like, I don't get it.
Unbelievable.
If I'm getting into that salty water and destroying my skin, it's going to be for a good reason, and there were no fish. I was standing on the edge because that was the first time I'd been dry in 10 days, and I'm not getting in that water. It's all the salt.
And
you
can't ruin the pink swimsuit, so, that wasn't happening.
Priorities.
Speaking of pink, I played a clip earlier, and you wanted Kent to get you a pink gun. What kind of gun?
Oh,
I want to know what I'm up against.
Best question ever. Can I get a super soaker? Can I get one of those super soakers that have
absolutely.
The backpack attached to it?
Oh, my gosh, I love it.
Just run and soak people down. Maybe I'll put Kool-Aid in it or something instead of water.
Pink lemonade Kool-Aid. I love it.
Absolutely funny. Okay. You were really, I don't know how much time you got to spend next to Denise. I don't know where this might wind
right.
up landing, so hold on.
Okay.
The chick is jacked up.
Hold on.
She's jacked up. Do you think she used the P90X?
She did, actually.
Wow.
What the
That's
hell
like
is
a shot
P90X?
In the dark I took. Yeah,
but she's
looks like...
a, yeah, oh, man. We nickname her Mama Dukes. Because her dukes, like, I think that's what people call them, people's arm muscles. Dukes?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yep.
She had some
dukes. Yep.
Man, Mama Dukes.
Yeah,
she was
man, that was
so
that was crazy
impressive.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she's a swimmer, and she's a triathlete. So
yeah.
She runs every day, and she swims, and she's P90X. I mean, she was intimidating, and she weighs 97 pounds.
Yeah.
Did you ever talk to anybody about their sexual life? She's supposed to be a sex therapist. Did anybody ever ask her any questions out there?
Yeah, absolutely. I think one particular member of our tribe had a lot of questions. Her entire, yeah, she does therapy, and she's certified in sex therapy. That's part of her practice, yeah. And she's
just
so cool talking
man,
about
but
it.
I'm not, you know,
certified.
Wow.
But yeah.
I'm not touching that because I ain't saying I'm a therapist on anything. I'm just, well, sexual. Oh, to Rocky Horror Picture Show for everyone there. Okay, let me go here. Dawson, you kicked James Ryan's ass at Halloween when he was interviewing you. Can I tell you how fucking great it was to see?
I didn't know what I was walking in on. This is my first time meeting the guy. I had no idea how dry his humor was. And once he brought it out, it's like, oh, really? I can take off my gloves? It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was hysterical. I mean, I was definitely taking the screen caps. As you know, I was posting stuff. But I was just like... Bam, she's on every time she's talking to somebody, and you just did not let it go, you know. So it was like, I love it. I thrive off of stuff like that, and that's what makes watching reality shows really good when you have a personality like yours, and you can just bring it with you everywhere you go. It doesn't matter what the situation is. It's there, you know. I completely feel at home with that. You know?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
you're very
like,
welcome.
I couldn't be blushing and smiling any bigger.
Well, there you go. I charmed the hell out of you. I got what I needed. Well, not really. But in there.
So has Dawson withdrawn?
What was that, Paul?
Has Dawson been officially bronxed?
Oh, Dawson, you've just been bronxed.
Oh, you just
said. Oh, I was wondering why I was sore.
Okay, yeah. The disclaimer was kind of like the little buffer, but yeah. Thank you, Paul. I held on to your ear long enough, and I've gotten your attention. You've been bronxed, so there you go.
She said I wanted.
He even has T-shirts for that.
I do have T-shirts and stuff for all that. Yeah, I need
one of the ones. I wonder what I'm for.
You need to put that on the back of your shirts, Michelle.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I'm going to cry right now. This is awesome. You know what? That's what I've been wondering, and now I know I'm sore from getting bronxed.
No, I leave a lasting impression, to say the least, and then so.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, well, thank you, Michelle, so much, Miss Bronx. Do you want to say goodbye to Miss Dawson? Because we have kept her way too long past her bedtime, and she needs to catch her night-nights because she's a little sore. So.
Well, I'm hoping that she sleeps well.
Thank you.
Dawson, it's been absolutely a pleasure to talk to you finally after tracking your ass down.
November 15th is in my calendar, girl. I'm going to be thinking about you. I'll shoot you a message on the fly.
Yeah, well, we'll definitely have to do something with that.
I'm getting a little jealous here, people. Let's calm down. Let's calm it down.
Why is going to get you?
So you've had her all to yourself and privately, so come on.
Oh, wow.
Ladies.
Austin, I think you're causing a disturbance here.
It's awesome.
You want to say goodbye?
It's
just
fun.
Say goodbye.
All right. Cherry and Paul, thank you so much. I'm glad that I'm back with you guys after the storm. Wifey,
I'm glad you're
okay. And we will talk about my events with the storm and my whole documentary that I made with the video, which is pretty ugly. It's pretty bad. Dawson, again, thank you so much, and I will be hitting you up, you know, as well, where I hit you up on.
Yeah, stalk me. Stalk me as much as you want, and I'll do the same with you. And thanks so much for calling in.
Welcome.
Oh, yeah, I have no problem with you stalking me. I will welcome that any day of the week. I've had some winners. You will be a definite top. All right,
thank you guys so much.
Thanks, Michelle. You have a great night, babe.
You too. Bye.
Make sure you get out and vote tomorrow if you can.
Oh, yeah, vote. Absolutely.
Bye.
Well, thank you, Ms. Dawson, so much. Do you wanna say some last goodbyes? Maybe screw you. Whatever you wanna say, girlfriend.
Do people come on here and say screw you?
You can say that. That's why we do a disclaimer that we did.
Okay, let me think. Is there anyone I'm angry with?
You can say whatever you want to say. You can say, I want to come back and tell people that I want to tell them screw off.
I want to come back on your show, and I want to do your show again, and I want to eat oranges all day tomorrow, and... thank you so much for having me. I absolutely love your style, girl. I loved it. Thank you.
Thank you for putting up with our wackiness here at Manic Mondays. We're not your typical, I guess you could say, show. We're your best epic show ever, and we couldn't be epic without you, Ms. Dawson. So thank you so much.
Maniac Monday, we sometimes say it's where all the manics come out, so it's appropriate.
I fit in right here.
Dawson, could we ask you to please say that you are Dawson from Survivor Philippines and you had a great time on Manic Mondays on the Rad Reality Show?
Okay, is there a particular accent you want me to use?
Any way you want to say it, girl.
Okay. This is Dawson. I'm from Survivor Philippines Season 25, and I am Manic for the Maniacs on Mondays with Michelle.
Woo! That was awesome.
Great.
That was
Thank you so much, Dawson. It's been a blast, and I want you to know that you're welcome to come back on this show anytime you want to, because we absolutely had a blast with you. And when
you
can contractually come back and say all the things that you couldn't say tonight, we want you to come back and just spill it, girl. Looking forward to it.
Yes.
I love you, girl. Thank you so much for taking the time out, especially the fact that you are right now traveling with Obama, which is awesome in itself. Thank you for everything that you're doing.
And thanks for talking to you again. Yep, and I look forward to it. Get people to vote. You're doing amazing. Love you guys. I'll see you on Monday.
Ciao.
Thank you, Dawson.
Bye-bye,
hon.
I told you guys she was awesome.
God, she's so cool. I can't believe she's traveling with Obama.
Isn't that awesome? She is. They give her no justice. They gave her nothing on Survivor.
You know
awesome,
what?
Awesome.
I wish she would have been on Big Brother because she would have been so good to see her personality 24/7. You know, we get to see so little of her on Survivor. She's got that personality that we really needed to see 24/7 in the Big Brother house.
Yeah. She couldn't give herself, you know, and under the circumstances, it's understandable. and then still giving what she gave and giving up what she did, and she still got played and taken out, which is ridiculous. It's Survivor. Survive the survival, you know? But I'm just so glad that she came on, and she's pretty excited to come on when she can spill the beanos. So,
I can't wait.
And I'm just so glad to hear from the Bronx. I'm glad that she is surviving Sandy. So,
I did hear from Jim City. She posted that she is okay, her apartment is okay, and her studio is okay. Her
okay,
power
good.
Is back on, so I know that she's okay. And, you know, people are, you know, finally kind of trickling in that, you know, we're getting word from people. So
isn't it messed up with our society today that it's taking people a few days, and it could be a week, to hear from them to make sure they're okay? It's crazy to think about it in our society now.
No.
But
just so worried about so many people that we know that live up in that area.
I know, and the thing is that you go to Facebook, you say, I'm okay, and everybody's like, oh, thank God. You know, Facebook, it brings a lot of people together.
People, you know, with their smartphones and they're hooked into Facebook or Twitter, I think that's just a wonderful technology nowadays for people to communicate, you know, even if, I mean, I remember when they had real bad storms and Ronnie Talbot was without power, and I go, Ronnie, shouldn't you be saving the battery power, you know, because he was tweeting from his phone. And he said, I just keep going out to my car and recharging it. Speaking of which, Michelle, after this experience, are you going to replace your car charger?
You know, I don't know, because I don't know if I would want to be out in my car in a hurricane, you know, with a lot of rocks around me and trees.
I
was pretty sheltered. I'm like half underground, so where I was located was the best.
When the wind started hitting and it was really noisy, how'd your puppy do? Was that scary for the puppy too? Or
my dog was pretty riled up the entire time. I mean, Sandy, she was out of control. I mean, it was. If you could imagine, like, howling, like, the wind was intense for hours and hours. Before we even got a close hit of it, we were howling and howling. And it's so intense how something that big could have circumference such a big area. You know, you're thinking about 500 miles one way, 500 miles. That's 1,000 miles, you guys.
Yeah.
Huge.
That's huge. I mean,
huge.
It's one of the biggest storms we've ever seen.
And we were on the side where there was no rain, luckily, because we just dealt with a flooding situation a couple years ago. That's why we were really concerned. We didn't get a lot of rain. It wasn't even the rain that hurt us. It was a storm surge because of the being on the northern end of it. We got a lot of wind. So we got a lot of trees down, a lot of storm surge. So it doesn't matter what side of the storm you're on. It doesn't matter where you are close to the eye. I mean, this was the super storm, the one that we, like, read about. You know, I don't think that it was rated up to par of what its real depth was. And I think that it's going to be scrutinized. I think that there's going to be people that are going to be scrutinized for not really laying how deep of a problem this was. I mean, we're talking about low-lying areas in a large span.
Yeah.
Evacuations should have been definitely, not saying that they weren't, because I know that there was evacuations, but I don't think people took it seriously. You have to take it serious, people. They're not saying it, and then you can't complain and bitch about it after. Or be stuck and say, where's everybody? I need help. Like, you were warned.
There
were
some
bad
stories that came out of that. You know, people that didn't take it seriously. And then.
Yeah, and I don't mean to cut you off, Charlie, but I don't blame them, because I would be like, ride to die. Yes. But at the same time, it's like, now you're stuck, and supposedly there's nobody supposed to be in your territory or your wherever you are, your city or town, and then they have to go there and rescue one person when they can go rescue people that weren't put in that evacuation zone. So you got to think that you're putting other people in danger.
That's
you
right.
Know?
Hey, before we run out of time, I'm asking you, but I do see the clock there. We do want to make a special happy birthday announcement before we run out of time as well.
Mr.
So,
Boom Boom Ben today.
Boom Boom!
Happy birthday. He's probably out having a great time somewhere. I put it in the chat room that I'm sure it involves women.
Woo!
So, happy birthday, Ben, wherever you are.
Well, I'm just so glad to be back and seeing that other people came back on here. Of course, the Bronx, we're just so happy that you're back, even though you're crazy. We love it. And, you know, we have a lot of great upcoming shows. I'm going to be planning on, I just want to give a shout-out real quick if he's still listening. Gene from the Glass House was listening today to Manic Mondays.
Hey, Gene from the Glass House.
Yeah, so we're going to probably have him on. I would say I'm going to try to see if I can get him on next week just because we want to know what the hell Gene's been up to. I don't know about you guys, but Gene is off the hook. And,
he is so sweet.
Oh, he is so sweet. And
Gene,
the dance machine. And he is a listener of Manic Monday, so wouldn't it be cool to have him on?
Absolutely,
cool.
It would.
So let me work on those details and hopefully there's no Nor'easter or Sandy or some bitch with a T. Because Tabitha, Tamara, Tamina, whatever, that would be the next hurricane, would be a Tia. We don't want to hear it. Beat it, Tia or Tamara.
Take your ass on out to the ocean and...
Beat it, Tommy.
There you go.
Or Timmy. Beat it. We're not even going to deal with you. We're done. Done.
Tell him,
and Michelle. Mr. Paul, thank you so much. You are the clip master from Minnesota. Thank you. Always representing with the sunshine of my life. And Miss Cherry, baby, don't make me throw an analogy at you because you know you love them. But
love you,
I love you too. I just want to say thank you guys for always tuning in. If you can make sure you go and thank Dawson, find Dawson on Twitter and all that good stuff. Let her know what you think, what you feel. But don't tell her too much because you might just end up in the box. Sucker. But that's what we're all about. Thank you guys again.
I want to quickly thank everybody that liked or commented on my my dad's 90th birthday video that I put up on Facebook.
Happy birthday, Paul, Daddy. Happy birthday.
That's
if
all
you haven't
I got.
Gone to see it, go and check out Paul's Facebook page. He's got a great video of his dad's 90th birthday, and it's a great video, so check that out. And we want to make sure that you come back for... I'm not going to do the show, the Tuesday show that I'm going to start for Tuesday, so I'm not going to do it tomorrow. It's election day. I think everybody's going to be so involved with elections.
Enough is enough.
What's going on with the election that I don't think people are going to be paying attention to anything else. So I'm going to start the Tuesday show next Tuesday. So I want to make that announcement. But make sure that you join us for our Thursday Survivor Show, and that begins at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central. We have a great Survivor alumni, Mr. Travis Bubba Sampson, who joins us every Thursday and recaps Survivor, and he just has some of the greatest stories and recaps of Survivor. I just love this guy to no end. He has joined us just this year, and he's just done such a great job at recapping Survivor and telling us some of the most amazing stories of Survivor ever. So join us for that show. Then on Sundays, we have the Amazing Race Show with Louis Stravato. That also
but
begins at 10 p.m. East. I know. I love Louis. Everybody loves Louis.
The pieces.
That also starts at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central.
And be there because it'll be before his birthday, but he's turning the big 5-0.
Oh.
On November 15th.
Woo!
So,
I'm going to have to make an appearance.
There you go.
Don't tell him. Don't tell him, people.
It'll be a surprise. We won't tell anyone.
Freaking blabbermouthers.
Michelle, it's been so wonderful to have you back. I'm so glad that you and Mama and Papa Costa and all of your babies were all safe and nobody was harmed. I didn't get to ask you about your friend Debbie. Is Debbie okay too?
Yes, Debbie is good.
Wonderful.
Debbie is golden.
Wonderful. I just wanted to ask about her too. I know that you guys are very close. I know you've got a lot of good friends up there on the coastline. And
I hope I hope that everybody liked my Halloween pick. What? Best fucking costume ever, and I made it.
Ever.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I made my costume, and I was with my person I dated. I date. Shut up, Jerry.
Did I hear an ED on the back of that?
No.
Okay. Okay.
No, I'm just saying that best costume ever. I hope you guys liked it. It actually was pretty fucking funny. I was a socket and he was a plug.
I love it.
And there was a lot of electricity. So, Sandy, you might have taken down the wires, but that's right. We built them around you. Anyway. But if anybody's celebrating Halloween still, God bless you. Eat all that candy. Whatever they made. If they made you, like, cookies and stuff, like, I would have my parents inspect it first.
Michelle in the Bronx just put, there was a lot of grounding out going on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so
now,
what I'm talking about. Let's
this show has been so much
just
fun.
Be sick.
There is really only one clip that I can just end this show with tonight, and it's the one where Ron sings himself and he laughs his laugh. So that's the clip I'm going to close tonight with because I'd love to hear Ron laugh. So I'm going to close tonight's show with Ron as I always do. Michelle, it's been great having you back. God bless you and the Costa
great
family.
Great to be back. Wow.
Mwah. Thank you all for being here with us. Take care, everyone in the Rad Reality family. We love you. Here's Ron to close the show.
Tonight, it was a great show. And thank you guys for coming. And I'm going to quit off the show with a song. And something that is truly, I say thank you to y'all. Like, song ain't working. Say thank you for coming to the show. You are so great, and I love you all. We thank you for coming to the show. And we, okay, fuck. I think the best was for it to work. Talk to you guys later.
I love hearing that clip. Good night, everyone. Take care, be kind to each other, and God bless.